producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just gets out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what do y'all want to do tonight? It's a serious question here. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a wonderful Wednesday edition. It's hump day, and that means it's outside the box day. And we got a lot going on with Ty Bollinger in a little while, but between now and then, it's you, me, and Super Don. And the phone number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, a potpourri of whatever the hell we're going to talk about. I don't know. I'm just waking up from a nap, or at least it feels like that.
All right.
I think it was like delayed vacation syndrome or something. My son gets back from school today. He goes out. He goes for a run. Meets up with his old, what was the guy, the maintenance guy from the old school. Anyway, he comes back. He goes, take the nap. I'm like, if he can do it, I can do it. I'm just like, all right, was unintentional. But we've
feeling
got some.
A little rummy tonight?
What do you mean by rummy?
You know, kind of discombobulated.
Why do I not know that term rummy? Like rummy.
Really? You've never rummy, heard that before?
No, rummy cube. What is it? Rummy something? Rummy tum tum? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
okay.
that.
Okay. I did not realize that was just an obscure term and terminology there. But
stump the band.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm gonna look it up now to school you. But
all right, make sure.
Carry on. What's you know, just right out of the gate here, everybody's talking about the breaking news from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last evening, there was a man-made seismic event that took place in North Korea.
Boy, Kim Jong-un passed gas? What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a running joke about how he likes to eat, so I suppose that could have happened. But, I immediately went over to, you know, the news feed, found a story on Drudge about it. Did you see this picture on the front of Drudge that's apparently supposed to be the scientists, the evil scientists in North Korea that are doing, hydrogen bomb explosions?
I saw this, and it looked like it was a scene from James Bond's Dr. No. I mean, it looks like a movie set. That doesn't look real. I mean, what in this world is even real anymore when it comes to these international events?
I swear it looks like Dr. Evil should be sitting in the background complaining about how he doesn't have sharks with freaking laser beams on their head.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You got to send that to Op-Ed. Maybe he wants to include that in there in the discussion. So is it or isn't it a hydrogen bomb that went off in North Korea or around? I don't know. I mean, like that said, I'm looking around the news stories and going, geez, you know, the update, you know, what is interesting to me, you know, as you can tell, since we started launched in 2016, I've really been stimulated into targeting the international treaties and how they're overrunning what's left of constitutional government, if anything does exist. And maybe a little bit more on the whole Hammond issue, the ranch out west, or the occupation of the outdoor latrine. What is it out there? The federal something, an enclave. It wasn't even a federal building.
Did you say the outdoor latrine?
Whatever it is they're squatting in. And
outhouse?
The outhouse, whatever it is, okay? Listen, I haven't come out and said it's clean on any side of the equation yet. Obviously, I'm more inclined to say let the ranchers ranch, right? And stop with the EPA controlling the use of land to such a degree that there's no common sense anymore. And the people who use the land have much better interest in preserving it and utilizing it appropriately, especially if they live there and work there and breed there, if you want to say it, or grow and raise animals there, as opposed to a bureaucrat from the district of criminals, Washington, D.C. Yet, when they come in to do these things, the Bureau of Land Management, for instance, they have no earthly idea that they're operating under so many international treaties. And I wanted to name a few of these things, because there is such a culture of corruption there. And it's not to say that maybe there isn't legitimacy in terms of charging the Hammonds with a crime. They've turned themselves in some kind of arson scenario. So I'm not painting anybody's hands clean in this case. But if you look at all of the things that are involved here, it's absolutely stunning how many international treaties are involved. And I want to name some of these that impact what's going on there and the use of the so-called Malheur National Wildlife Refuge and the Steen Mountain Cooperative Management and Protection Area. I think that's up there, if I'm not mistaken, Super Don. I know your Oregonian background. But there's, evidently rulemaking on the whole how do you set a fire and don't set a fire. And listen to some of these treaties that are involved that supersede the Constitution in theory or in practice here, right? Several migratory bird treaties, the Convention on Biological Diversity, funny enough, known as CBD, not the kind of CBD we like, the Convention on Climate Change, that's the Triple C, Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, and the acronym is CITES, along with the International Union for Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, statutes and regulations, and the resolutions of the World Conservation Congress. And so these fires that they set happened in those areas, and the BLM is going, you can't do that. And, of course, they don't even know because they don't track it to these international treaties and how this is all falling under that. Now, in the NEPA, which is known as the National Environmental Policy Act, 42 U.S.C. 4332, the Congress authorizes and directs that, to the fullest extent possible, the policies, regulations, and public laws of the United States shall be interpreted and administered in accordance with the policy set forth in this chapter. Now, you have to understand the use of the word shall. You shall do this, you shall do that. What does that mean to you, Super Don?
That sounds like a direct order or a command.
It is. It's another way of saying you must do it. Some people soften it by saying shall. It sounds softer, so maybe you don't have to.
It almost has a biblical sound to it.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not.
Yeah. All agencies of the federal government shall recognize the worldwide and long-range character of environmental problems and, where consistent with the foreign policy of the United States, lend appropriate support to initiatives, resolutions, and programs designed to maximize international cooperation in anticipating and preventing a decline in the quality of mankind's world environment. Make available to states, counties, municipalities, institutions, and individuals advice and information useful in restoring, maintaining, and enhancing the quality of the environment. Now, these are all tied to treaties. You read them and it sounds fairly innocuous. You want to go to sleep like I did before the show. But this is really, until you go into the depths of the connections and the links to all of these treaties and the United States Code annotated, or however you want to do it, 18 U.S.C. and such, 42 U.S.C., all of these things, you are squandering in a jungle in which you have no earthly idea what plant can kill you and what plant is good for you. And so the ranchers are right for saying, hey, BLM, you don't belong here based on the reasons you're here. At the same time, on the state level, the states have basically abdicated their authority over lands to the federal government. The federal government, by virtue of its irresponsibility and going into debt to the tune of trillions, has converted federal lands into international United Nations-controlled spaces.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this sounds a lot like Agenda 21 to me.
Well, it is. In Agenda 21, you never used to hear about that in the 90s. And I was reading about this stuff back then, and now suddenly, well, suddenly over time, we're actually seeing that more people than ever are becoming aware of this. These agendas being, let's say, manifested on a local level through the federal government and through the states and the local municipalities, all in line with UN charter missions, international treaties, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, et cetera, nations in debt no longer have a sovereign status. There is no sovereign United States anymore because sovereignty is defined as complete and total control over your – I apologize. I'm not going into the hardcore definition right now. But let's just say if you have any level of dependence on any other nation or entity, you are no longer considered sovereign in the law of nations. And this is you know, and we take it to another level here because there's an interesting thing in the Federal Register, I believe. The FDA is put out a call to come in here. We're going to have a public hearing, a one-day public hearing to obtain input on four recently issued draft guidelines relating to the regulation of human cells, tissues, or cellular tissue-based products. Now, that sounds like glaze your eyes over. I don't know what that is until you realize what they're trying to do is tell you you can't use your own stem cells for your own benefit. So it isn't only the land that they claim is theirs, which is not theirs because it belongs to some international entity, but they're claiming your own stem cells are not your own. And they're going to have a hearing about how to regulate your freedom to use your own stem cells out of existence. Who will they regulate that through? Licensed doctors of the medical police state. Why do I stand so strongly in opposition to licensure? Because it puts you in a subservient role to a formerly servant government, now basically a board of dunderheads, as dunderheaded as any board in a condominium association, except it's happening on a state and federal level. And you're going to turn your stem cells over to them. The FDA is going to say, no, you can't do that because, well, the only people qualified are licensed doctors, and they're licensed. That means we grant them permission to do what we say as long as we say it's cool. It's the standard of care. What is the standard of care? We'll never define it, but we know it when we don't see it. And if your doctor are going to help somebody harvest their own stem cells for their own use, we don't want you to do that because that means that's one less drug company customer. And you think voting for a different president is going to make a hill of beans worth a difference? That president, whether it's Trump or otherwise, is going to get in there and go, wait a second, we are ruled by all these international treaties? Huh? What do we do? Maybe take some Ambien. The Robert Scott
Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just thinking, Super Don, how you brought up the Agenda 21. And how, you know, that was such a foreign concept in the 90s. No one had ever heard of it, really. And now it is something that is almost in common vernacular, certainly not in the mainstream media, but there's enough of us that know things like that. And then in the popular media, the adoption of organic food, for instance, this morning on a show called Regis and Kathy Lee. Is that what it's called still?
No, it is not Regis anymore. They brought in, remember, what's the former football player, the guy that talked about how he didn't want to get his flu shot?
Oh, yes, I remember. Michael Strahan, New York Giant, and Kelly and Michael. So they did a sequence on what to do and not do with if you're going organic. I mean, this is a show that has drug commercials like they all do, so I find that interesting. It says there is a consciousness shift. I'm not saying that there hasn't been anything that changed. But then you got, you know, people, well, the few and far between, like, what's the guy that says I'm making copies? Rob Schneider, right? Comes out and, you know, speaks very outwardly, if you will, about vaccine dangers. And, of course, he's tatered in the media. Others that do that. Now we got on the Howard Stern show something that just happened, interestingly enough. Howard Stern. This guy named John Stamos. Now, I never watched this show called Full House. I remember had Kate and Ashley Olsen, right? The Olsen twins, weren't they on that show?
That was one of the most popular shows back in the day when that was at its peak. Everybody watched Full House.
I missed the boat on that. I was so not cool.
Bob Saget was on that, too.
Bob Saget. Yeah, I saw Bob Saget when he was doing America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Just on a quick side note, have you ever seen Bob Saget do his own solo stand-up comedy routine?
Not family-friendly, I will just
say
that.
Holy cow.
Yeah, this guy goes very blue, as they say. But anyway, you know, just talking about the shift that's going on. John Stamos, a party-hardy kind of Hollywood celebrity. They're evidently rebooting Full House on Netflix or something. So he's doing the rounds. And he's on the Howard Stern show. And he's talking about his party and ways. And then he's relating coming off of it. And he says, alcohol, drugs, that was easy. But, well, you know, let me actually let you hear this. The drugs that were the hardest to get off, or the drug that was the hardest to get off of, was not something he got on the street or the liquor store, but something that he got from his doctor. Prescription, because a license to what? Potentially kill you. Approved by the Fear and Death Administration. In the medical monopoly. This is John Stamos on the Howard Stern Show talking about what was the most difficult thing to get off of.
And I was on, you know, some medications for, you know, antidepressants and that damn Ambien. I'm so happy to be off that.
You're completely off that.
Completely off. I don't take anything. But my memory was starting to get really f***ed up, too, from that. And that was the hardest thing to kick, by the way. Booze and whatever. That was, you know, that happened. But the Ambien was tough.
He came out. Did you hear that? He named it Ambien.
Yeah. We've been talking about that for a while, haven't we?
How often have we talked about the side effects of Ambien that are direct effects, but they're all kinds of psychological shifts, hallucinations, sleep driving, sleep sex, sleep whatever. I mean, people walking out and not knowing what they're doing. And that this is a drug that is legal and allowed and even embraced and endorsed as more legitimate than, for instance, cannabis. Right? This is a crazy world. But so Stamos, again, hard partying celebrity, says the alcohol and drugs were easy. The Ambien, that was the tough stuff.
Well, there you go. Anecdotal, but only anecdotal. But
right, yes. The Quackbusters are going to, you know, bust a gut over that one.
That's right.
By the way, they were commenting. Some of our favorite Quackbusters on Twitter were really thrilled that I was promoting the new Autism Recovery Summit.
Oh, they were?
Oh, yeah. They just were thrilled. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
My.
They can't handle any acknowledgement of autism, much less anything that would acknowledge a way to reverse it. Safely, naturally. So if you haven't signed up for the Autism Recovery Summit, we will get links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So anyway, I don't know how many celebrities are on these meds, but that's the danger. We've been saying it for years. It's coming out in popular media now, the awareness that the street drugs, they're nothing compared. And I'm not dismissing them altogether, don't get me wrong. But in reality, when you take those dangerous drug molecules that are patented and approved by government and put them in a nice bow, a ribbon, a wrapper that looks pretty and official, you could be lulled into a false sense of security. And we've talked about the death rate to modern medicine. Death by Modern Medicine by Dr. Carolyn Dean. Read that book. 784,000 Americans every year lose their lives needlessly to the proper use, administration, and ingestion of pharmaceutical drugs approved by the authorities. Careful.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, my head is spinning. Maybe that's why I laid down for a minute. Didn't plan to before. Like I said, I mentioned this before the show, and I just like, I got to leave my body. And today has been a crazy day because I'm working on all of these events that are coming up in 2016, which we are now in. And it seems like every week there's another show potentially to go to. And I'm like, oh, I got to learn to say no to something maybe. We've got a number of events. The Vicasa Integrative Health Expo, that's Orlando area, February 6th and 7th. By the way, you'll find these in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'm really excited. Stoked, I should say. I need to use surfer language with Billy D for the California Jam 2016, March 18th, 19th, and 20th in Costa Mesa, California. That is going to rock. Maybe I should take a nap until then, so I'll be ready. And that one's going to be, you know, we'll talk about energy that's going to be there. The Total Health Expo or Total Health 2016. We're back to our friends in the Great White North, that is across the border into Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th in Toronto, Ontario. Total Health, TMB, RSV, and Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox. All three of us will be together and more at that event. Autism One, we're debating, not debating, I'm just trying to figure out if I can get there or not, but that's still, regardless, I want people to go. That's May in Chicago. The 2016 International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, and that's in St. Petersburg, Florida, June 23rd through 25th. Homeoprophylaxis, evidence-based choice, that's later in the year in October in St. Petersburg, Florida. So there's some good ones in Florida this year. And one more that is just being added as we speak. And I'm going to get to it in this segment because it's a mercury-related segment. Tests suggest mercury in the air at some dental clinics. Now, this is not new news to your longtime listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show. But this is big in that it appeared, I think this website is called KansasCity.com. This is more of a mainstream website.
Right.
And they're acknowledging that the analysis of the air quality within dental clinics is hazardous to your health because of mercury vapors in the air. How many times have we interviewed over the years Hal Huggins, Dr. David Kennedy, Charlie Brown from Consumers for Dental Choice, ToxicTeeth.org, and more talking about this? Dr. Bittar, we always talk about mercury. And teeth are one of the things that they filled with mercury, and they call them silver fillings. And the act of putting them in, the act of taking them out, the act of being around this stuff, the act of chewing, if you have a mercury amalgam, can lead to outgassing of mercury vapor. Measured in the nanograms, recognize that's small, but there really isn't a safe level of mercury unless you're using a homeopathic dose to help stimulate the body to bind and excrete it, to get it out of the body. But this is amazing. They sell this guy, Alex Hummel, out of Littleton, Colorado, sells this equipment to gauge airborne levels of mercury at industrial sites. And so he began to go into these dental clinics and was shocked by what he was detecting. 2 to 3 times the average workday exposure limit of 100 micrograms per cubic meter set by the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. And the patients there wearing little or no protective equipment at all. I mean, if this happened in any other office, he's saying they would have to shut down these offices. But they're not doing it any more than they're doing it. Let's say go to a Home Depot or a Lowe's or one of these home department stores, and they get these mercury dim bulbs, thanks to Al Gore and the environmentalist Wacky Doodles, who said, yeah, we want to burn less electricity, but let's put mercury in every bulb. And when these bulbs break, they should be calling out the hazmat teams, but you never hear of any hazmat team. Have you gone into those stores, Superdon? Not that I've given you homework to do that.
Like Home Depot? Yeah, I've been there numerous times, yeah.
No, but have you ever gone in there and say, hey, have you ever had one of these bulbs break? And they'll go, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't, but I've heard stories where, literally. And the thing is, people know this. People know that these things are bad. If you drop them and break them, and they freak out, and
don't freak out enough. They don't. Well, I don't think they
probably
know.
Not enough, but at least the people that I know, they literally are walking around acting like they've got a hand grenade in their hand.
Well,
but
listen,
it doesn't stop them from using them. That's the.
That's
weird
true.
Part.
Yeah. No, we collected all of them, and I've got to get them to like a safe disposal site because it's hazardous waste. And if they break, you're breathing that vapor if you go into these stores. And, of course, the dental arena is such that the American Dunderheaded Dental Association still denies that mercury is a problem. And several years ago, this guy Hummel, he said he set up a booth at a regional dental conference in Denver to demonstrate how his equipment could pick up rising mercury levels with the mere gentle brushing of a filling in an old tooth. And we've seen videos to show this vapor. He said he also showed dentists that an American Dental Association pamphlet he had urging them to periodically monitor their office for mercury. And most of the dentists just laughed at it and ridiculed him, right? And then he gets a call the day after this convention from the ADA lawyer threatening to take him down if he didn't stop using that publication. And you would think they'd want to know. And then you couldn't find it anywhere. It just disappeared off of the internet. Recognition of mercury as a toxic hazard in the dental profession. This is still going on. Now, I wanted to speak to you about the upcoming event that I just got invited to attend called the IAOMT, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology. I don't remember if you remember John from Bandon, Oregon. Do you remember? He's one of the longest, oldest-time listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I haven't heard, but haven't thought about him in a while, yeah.
He's been one of the biggest supporters of IAOMT. He would always send me materials, make sure I was up to date on stuff, and you know, because he was damaged, or like I say, intoxicated with mercury. So it really affected him, and that's become one of his life's missions. And the IAOMT is going to have its next conference in Orlando area near SeaWorld, and it's March 11th and 12th. It looks like I'll be there. So we add another into the mix. A lot of shows going to Florida this year, interestingly enough. But I'm really excited because I know a lot of folks that are part of the IAOMT, and I'm really thrilled to connect with them there. So we should have a good time at that event coming up. So I'll add that into the mix in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So, Super Don, I forgot. It's been a long time since I even asked you. Do you have any of those metal fillings in you still or ever? I don't remember.
You know what? I think I might have a couple left. I had a bunch when I was a young kid. I mean,
yeah.
I literally, when I was young, I looked like, what was the name of that villain from James Bond?
Jaws.
I mean, I had the caps and the whole deal going on there.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I would have set off a metal detector for sure.
Yeah. Well, this is something that, you know, I like to encourage you, if you can find somebody at a certain point in time, and it's right, and I'm talking to everybody that's carrying this mercury burden with them. I believe to some degree we all have that, and we've got to do our diligence. You know, one of the things we can do, and we talk about here, the rightful remedies. The key rightful remedy from the mineral perspective is selenium, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M, selenium, and, you know, as we've said, 200 micrograms is bare minimum at this point. And the right form matters because we're supposed to get our minerals from food if we can. And that's why the whole food form we get from Jonathan is so prime in, as far as its ability to do its work. Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, by the way, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. We've also had many discussions over the years with Stephen Hewer about the non-denatured whey. How that as a food also enhances mercury detoxification. We've talked about homeopathic detoxification with Dr. Frank King over the years. We've got heavy metal formulas, mercury detox formulas. All of these things are very, very important. We've talked about the simple act of hydrating appropriately. And that, of course, you know, brings to light the Echo water that we utilize because of the molecular hydrogen and how it can neutralize dangerous hydroxyl radicals in the cells. And the burden on the liver and kidneys from chronic low-level dehydration, it cannot be overstated. And if you're trying to remove metals, you have got to not only drink a lot of water, but you also want to sweat a lot. We talked about far infrared, near infrared saunas, things like that. So there are days where, and I know probably all y'all have felt this as well. You're like, dude, it's just too much. I mean, there's just too much. I can't do it. I got to take a break. And I will say that unless you're dealing with a life and death immediate situation, you can take a break once in a while and go, all right, I've been on my supplement regimen, I've been doing it. You know, like our friends at Carnivora, they'll say 6 days on, 1 day off. That concept is sound in many ways. And then every once in a while, you can just go, okay, I'm going to take a break today. I'm just going to relax, try to de-stress. And of course, then there's spiritual detox when you focus your energies elsewhere, not just, you know, on the physical level necessarily. But there's so many things that are necessary to do that I understand when people say, I'm too tired to do it anymore. Of course, then I always say, get the 911 burnout, which is now just called burnout formula, because your adrenals are spent at that point. The homeopathic remedy, the single remedy, if you're into that, is arsenicum or arsenicum album that could help, you know, stimulate that adrenal power. But I don't want you to hyperstimulate it. It's not that homeopathy can do that, but the idea is to rebuild your adrenals, rebuild your glandular system as well. And all of these things rely on minerals and fats and, you know, the things we wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal. which they're working on expanding now as well. So, mercury. Was there anything else we were supposed to talk about? Because, like I said, I'm floating free here. We're almost up on the segment. I want to make sure we don't overlook anything before we bring Ty Bollinger into the mix.
No, I think we're good. There's some, I don't know if we want to bring this up with Ty maybe next hour, but we can. I think by the time we are live with him next hour, we might have an update of some sort here with the rancher situation up in Oregon.
Okay. I hope I was sort of clear. I know I got into some serious treaty. I actually mentioned the relationships in the federal code as well. But as I said, there are no clean hands anymore in this regard. But obviously, we are more aligning ourselves with freedom at the local level than tyranny at the international. And I think even if we err on that form, I'd rather err on freedom than totalitarianism. And some of you think I'm exaggerating, but no, I'm not. There's a reason the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, not the least of which to establish a sovereign nation that really doesn't exist anymore because of these treaties and because of that debt. And which candidate is talking about it? Seriously, which one? Anyone? Maybe Rand Paul? That's about it. All right, back after this with a little beer drinking fitness resolution.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
RobertScottBell.com. The show notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed. And we are rocking and rolling the health world here, and we'll be joined by Ty Bollinger in a little while as we go outside the box. We do that every hump day, as we say. Now, where are we going to be? In the show notes, you'll find out. There's an updated list. We try to update it every day, or, 6 days a week. We have the opportunity to update the events coming up we hope to see you at, including that in Canada. Total Health 2016 in April in Toronto. All right, let's see. New Year's resolutions, right? Have you broken any? Have you set any? Did you make any Super Don this year? I don't remember if you said you did.
New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
No, not really. I started kind of dodge the question when we were talking about it.
Actually,
it's funny because we were talking about it. It was on Outside the Box Wednesday when we did it.
It was a week ago already? Wow. Man, it's already flying. Well, here's a new story, and this is courtesy of you. I did not find this one, but I thought it was kind of funny and I guess worthwhile because people trying to figure out how to stick with their, for instance, their exercise resolution. A lot of folks will end up joining a gym, and they know that even if it's $10 a month, most people are going to show up for a month and then never show up again, and they're going to keep paying.
And they're locked into the contract and have to pay.
Yeah, unless some of them are coming up with no contract, but they realize most people forget to stop paying anyway, so it doesn't matter. But your six pack abs may actually benefit if you do what? Share a six pack with your friends? According to this, they're saying beer or any alcohol for that matter, when consumed in moderation, may be a brilliant motivator to keep people working out. I just don't remember it that way.
No?
Do you?
I got to say, I never would have expected drinking beer would be something that would help people maintain their New Year's resolution to exercise. But apparently, they found that people that consume moderate amounts of alcohol have a tendency to exercise more.
Wow. Mike Zamzow, the brewmaster and owner of Bull Falls Brewery in Wausau, Wisconsin, thinks burpee exercises and beer will be a winning combination for fans of his business.
Burping exercises?
Burpees. Have you ever done burpees?
I was associating that with drinking the beer. I do.
It is an appropriately silly name, but burpees are not. It don't have anything to do with burping. I think it's like when you do a squat, you go down and do a push up. You do a push up, you come back up. I think those are burpees, but they're pretty intense. My kids did them.
That's
karate
what I
school.
Do when I drink beer. But anyway,
you fall down and do an accidental burpee.
Yes, yeah, I'm full burpees. Of burpees.
Yeah, Bull Falls will host Butts and Beers, an exercise class that combines some cardio and yoga with beer.
Hmm.
I think there was an old friend of yours that might adopt this and might be happy about that. He has written a song about this. It's reminiscing at the time early on. Again, I don't remember about this as much as you might, Super Don. Maybe
yes.
not.
Yes, here's an old classic here. You ready?
Yeah.
When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer. I purchased with a fake ID.
You know what? The only thing that's wrong with that Homer Simpson was singing, at 17, you don't drink really good beer. If you drink beer, you're drinking the cheapest, gnarliest beer. Maybe it's changed, but...
No, well, I can honestly say that when I was 17, I drank some horrible malt liquor.
Yes. Wow, yeah, that's more like it. That's you know, those were the days, the fake ID days.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah.
40 of Old English and, Mickey's, Big Mouth. Oof, now that Yeesh. Was some beer.
No, they had Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, geez. Now you're really going way back there.
Yeah, and, there were some horrible, horrible things. Horrible things. Not good memories.
Colt 45.
Yeah.
Remember that?
But, yeah. Those, see, but the thing is, never.
Is that? Schlitz malt liquor.
Yeah.
And that
never
was back
once.
When they had the pull tabs, too, remember
That's
that?
Right. Yeah, pull tabs. You can. Never once did it motivate me to do a burpee. Or exercise hard. I don't recall that part of it. Anyway, kids, don't do what we've just been talking about. That's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We're going ahead to go outside the box because Ty Bollinger's standing by, and I can't wait to hang out with him some more because we're going to be together in Toronto, Canada for that Total Health Conference in April in Toronto, Canada. So stick with us. The power to heal is definitely yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.